Blog Talk Radio.
Marcy Cheek, and this is my show, Say What? Where? When? And most importantly, why? I've been asking why my whole life. My mother said it was the first word I spoke, not mama or dada, but why? And I've been asking why ever since. But in my quest to look into the cause and core of things, I have come up with a lot of solutions and a lot of answers that I want to share with you on this show. And tonight, first of all, thank you all so much for tuning in and listening. I appreciate you all so much. And this is part two of my four-part series this month in January on losing weight. Usually at the first of the year, we all make all these new wonderful resolutions, and we decide to put plans in place that are going to make a change. And a lot of people think about wanting to lose weight. So I call this a revolutionary new way to lose weight. It's not what you eat, it's what you say. And my first series last week, which I recommend that you also listen to that one because we're going to be building from week to week on what has already been said. Last week it was about talking to lose weight. And I shared how I've lost 10 pounds just since I started doing this show. I did four shows in December and I lost 10 pounds. So listen to that show. And now I mentioned in that show that the first time I lost weight was when I had begun a very concentrated program to eliminate everything in my life that was not serving me and my highest and best good. So tonight I want to talk about that first step that I did and to share it with you so that you can be able to lose weight too. It begins by eliminating harmful emotions and belief systems that are not true. We're going to talk about the belief systems next week. So tonight we're talking about harmful emotions. And I'm making this a four-part series, and each show is going to be short, 30 minutes or so, short and sweet to the point, so you can begin step by step, little by little, line upon line, precept upon precept, to initiate and maintain a permanent weight solution. Now, first of all, if you have over 20 pounds to lose, you're not going to lose it overnight. You didn't put it on overnight, and it's not going to go off overnight. And I know you've already heard that, but I have seen people who do have more than 20 pounds to lose, you know, get discouraged when they think of maybe it's going to take, you know, a lot of months or maybe a year even to lose the weight. So what I'm going to suggest first is that you do not think about this as a weight loss program. This is not a program to lose weight. Losing weight is not going to be the focus of this program. Losing the weight will be the end result, but the focus of the program is going to be you. And we're going to make you the primary and the only interest in this four-part series. Who are you? Why are you here? Do you know your purpose? And what will make you truly happy? You know, I can remember my mother saying over and over, "Oh, dear Lord, I don't know what it's going to take for Marcy Ann to be happy." However, she did live long enough to see me happy. I am happy, and I'm happy because I am being who I really am, and I'm doing what I love to do. And if you're listening to my show, you are a very important person to me. And I would like to help you step into your power as a person and find this deep, abiding happiness in your life. Remember last week we said that your power is in your word. Everything in your life is held together by the power of your word. And before you speak, there's a thought that you think. So it's first the thought and then the speaking. And sometimes we just blurt out a reaction to something, because many times our speaking comes from stored thought reaction patterns that we weren't aware of in the moment. And these are called engrams. Now, an engram is a domino effect of actions from a single original traumatic event. But just let me make this a little simpler by telling you an example from my own life. A few years ago, I couldn't fly on airplanes. For 3 years, I couldn't fly. And the single original traumatic event, or engram, that happened was I was sequestered for 7 hours in a small plane out on the tarmac in a blizzard in Indianapolis, Indiana, with no food or water, stopped up toilets, and babies crying. And then on 2 subsequent flights, I was sequestered at the Dallas airport at the terminal during a thunderstorm for 2 hours. But they wouldn't let us get off the plane because they had already closed the door. And then on that same trip coming back home, when we flew into John Wayne Airport, we had Santa Ana winds, and the pilot made the hardest landing I have ever experienced, throwing us up and out of all the seats, and all the overhead doors opened and the luggage came bounding out. And when we finally came to a stop, I sat back in my seat and I said, now remember, here's the power of my word. I said, "I am never going to fly again." Well, so that's what I created with my word, and I couldn't fly for 3 years. And I had trips set up, and I just couldn't do it. I would have a panic attack, nervous bowel syndrome. I developed asthma and couldn't breathe. I just could not get on that plane. So that is what an engram is. Something really bad happens, and then we have that same reaction over and over and over again, even though we aren't having the same experience. But we react the same way. And to get set free from such a situation takes a very dedicated and deliberate amount of effort on our part. Now, I'm happy to say that I am able to fly again, and actually I fly now without Xanax. And I was able to get release from my no-fly engram by using EFT, which is a program where you get released from emotional trauma by tapping. Now, you can look this up on the internet. Just put in E. Edward F. Frank T. Tom EFT emotional tapping. It might work for you for something. It did work for me. It took about 3 months, and I was finally able to try a flight. I had my Xanax with me just in case, and the first couple times I flew, I did use Xanax, but now I'm able to fly without Xanax. Now, there are many, many, many different kinds of programs available to help you get rid of an engram in your life, and we're going to talk about more of those as we go along tonight. Now, if you're between 20 and 100 pounds or more overweight, you are using food for purposes other than nutrition. Food has become a way that you can make yourself temporarily happy because it tastes so good, or you're treating yourself because you deserve a reward, or you're participating in a life celebration, somebody's birthday, anniversary, a wedding, something wonderful, and you're celebrating with friends and family. That's always a good time to eat. But beyond these surface food uses, there's a deeper emptiness that's inside of you that you are trying to fill up. And you're using food to try to satisfy this deeper craving. So let's look at some of these deeper cravings. The first one is a primordial need of all people, and that is to love and to be loved. This is the deepest and most common need of everyone, to love and to be loved. You know, I'm an officiant for the state of California, and for 18 years now, I've been marrying between 150 and 200 couples a year. Actually, in 2013, I'm going to cut down and only do 75 a year now, as I'm going to be doing my weekly radio show, and I'm also a board-certified tuning fork practitioner, so I'm going to be offering weekly holistic tunings with my tuning forks starting this year. But in my ceremony, my wedding ceremony, I say, all of us need to love and to be loved. And I look out at all the faces of the guests, and I see their heads nodding up and down. Every person identifies with this primordial need. We need to have a way to express our love to others, and we need to be able to receive love from others. And if you've been in a relationship where your love has been scorned or betrayed, and you have loved someone but your love has not been returned, and you have loved but your love was violated in some way, this creates an engram of hurt and stored anger. And many people do use food to try to soothe away that hurt or to fill up that emptiness of a lost, betrayed, or unrequited love. Now, I've had this kind of a heartbreak in my life, and I had a terrible anger in me about it. You know, anger lives in your heart and your liver, and it can cause high blood pressure, heart attacks, and cholesterol problems. And remember, these emotions have weight. Anger has a lot of weight. It's heavy. And that weight is going to show up on the scale. So what I did to deal with my anger was I went to Scientology, and I did 12 sessions of auditing. And I have to say that that was the single most powerful help I have ever had in my life. You don't have to become a Scientologist in order to take advantage of their programs. They'll try to get you to become a member, but you don't have to. You can just say, well, thank you very much, but I'm just here to do auditing. Or thank you, for now, I would just like to take this class and just stand your ground. Just be in your power. Speak your power. Your power is in your word. And you can take as many classes and do as much auditing as at Scientology without being a Scientologist that you want to. I took their ethics class. It's the best I've ever come across. It will challenge you. I promise you that. I thought I was an honest and ethical person until I took that class. And that class helped me to raise my standards to a more pure level of honesty and integrity. And I teach the people who work for me now how to live at these higher levels of ethics. Well, an auditing session is working one-on-one with an auditor in a private soundproof booth. And it's a good thing they're soundproof. And they can read these emotions. Remember, emotions can be measured. They have weight. They have vibration. I'm a tuning fork specialist. They have vibration, and they have weight, and they can be measured. So they, you hold these measuring things in your hands, and then as you talk, remember your power is in your word, and as you talk, it's measured how much charge there is to this particular emotion that you're talking about. So I started out, let me tell you, in that booth, I yelled, I screamed, I pounded the table, I sobbed and cried, and I just poured it all out until I got rid of all the engrams that were attached to my anger that was caused by my heartbreak. Yes, I did. It's an excellent way to do it. And that auditor will stay in that booth with you for however long it takes to get out every teeny tiny bit of hurt and anger. And once every single engram has been dealt with and resolved, the side effect of that is going to be that you lose weight. Because anger is heavy, and if you get rid of it, you're going to lose weight. Rage, anger, resentment, regret, grief, jealousy, envy, greed, unforgiveness, revenge, these all have weight. If you're carrying any of those harmful, destructive emotions in yourself, they're not only making you sick, but they're causing you to be overweight. And as you free yourself of these emotions, you will lose weight. And then you won't need to try to fill that space with food anymore, because it's going to be filled with love. And you know what the love is that you're going to fill yourself with? It'll be the love that you have for yourself. You know, the Bible says, love your neighbor as yourself. So you can't love anybody else until you love yourself first. And you're going to find new value for yourself, and you're going to begin to respect yourself. And then you'll no longer violate or betray yourself. You know, we have to start with ourselves before we can expect others to treat us the way we want to be treated. We start by treating ourselves the way we want to be treated. Then as we begin to respect ourselves and honor ourselves and be true to ourselves, we develop a new sense of power that's going to be reflected in the way you think. And then those thoughts that you think are going to create a new speech for you, and you will begin to say the things that create what you really want. Now, that's the whole cycle. So within about a year of me doing the auditing, I began to see the truth about things. Once you're clear, that's actually what Scientology says. They get you to where you're clear. and then you can see. And it is true. Once you clear out something, then you can see what was really going on there. Well, at the time I met this gentleman that I had my heartbreak over, I was on a career path. I was pursuing a certain career path that I began to see was not what I was supposed to do. And so being with him for the time we were together got me off that path, even though for a long time I held it against him that I had put my career on hold and then had lost the opportunity to continue in it. There was a big chance that I could have had, and I didn't take it. And then it no longer was available. And I blamed him. I blamed him because now I wasn't going to be successful in the field, and I just felt resentful every time I watched other people doing it because I knew I could do it and I was just as good as they were. But you know what? It wasn't fair of me to blame him. It's never fair for us to blame another person for what we did or did not do. We're free moral agents. I didn't have a gun to my head. I did what I did based on the decision I made with the tools that I had at that time. It is what it is. So how can I blame him? I made the decision. I did it. So we're constantly evolving and learning, and we get better and better at making decisions that are more for our highest and best good. I know I keep saying that, but that's what we want, is the highest good for us, the best good for us. Nobody knows anything to start with. Did you know a bird doesn't even know how to build a nest or even to fly when it starts out in its life? They don't. Birds learn by seeing what other birds do, and then they do it. And the first time they build a nest, sometimes it's really pathetic. There was this little dove that came and built a nest on our balcony. It was just the poorest excuse. We had to kind of help her out with it a little bit. We kind of hung some curtains around her and made it a little better for her, and she did end up being able to have her babies. But the next time she builds a nest, she'll do it better. And a bird doesn't even know how to fly until it falls out of the nest and the air catches their wings and they discover they can fly. I've watched this over and over. The mother and the daddy bird watch carefully, and then they see if the first time the bird falls out of the nest, if the wind doesn't catch the wings, then they swoop down and they catch the birdie and they put it back in the nest and let it try it again. It's all of life is this way. We don't know anything. We start out and we only learn by doing. Do you know eventually every bird learns how to fly? Well, still later on, I began to be so grateful and thankful that I hadn't gone ahead with that career path, because I began to see the tremendous price that others in the field had to pay personally to get where they wanted to go. And I realized that I would have not been able to pay the price, that my own personal ethics system, even as it was at that time, was such that I just could not have played the games that were necessary to get ahead in that field. I know now that I never would have been able to do it. And then later on, and see, these come little by little, you get to see the bigger picture, and then the bigger picture, and then the bigger picture, till you finally get down to the core, beyond the cause, into the actual core of a situation. I finally saw what had originally attracted me to this gentleman who broke my heart. I was attracted to him because he was such an attentive father to his three children, making sure they had everything that they needed and they had every opportunity to try different things and learn about things. His children did not lack for a thing, even though he didn't live with them and their mother. Two of them had lived with him during the time I was seeing him. But my father had left while I was still in my mother's womb. And even though I knew of him and a few times saw him, I wasn't a part of his life. And my mother remarried and had three more children, but I was always like the stepchild. I always knew that. And I never felt like I ever had a father. And I had that emptiness in my soul. I remember going over to one of my girlfriend's houses one time when I was about 8. And she was sitting on the sofa on her daddy's lap. And she had her arms up around his neck and sitting there. And he was holding her so gentle and tenderly. And I thought, oh, I wonder what that's like. I wonder what that would feel like. It just seems so wonderful to me. And so I realized I was attracted to this man in the deeper sense because he was a good father. Well, as it turned out, he was really still married to the mother, even though they didn't live together. And he told everybody he was divorced. And he showed me divorce papers, which I later learned were fake. And then I knew we were never going to be able to be together, as he was never really going to get a divorce because he didn't want to give half of his money to her and another quarter of it to lawyers and end up with only a quarter of his life savings. So I ended up hurt and angry and resentful until I did those 12 sessions of auditing where I got rid of all of it. I emptied out all of that hurt and anger, and so now my soul is full of love and thankfulness. Now, I want you to listen carefully to that word I just said, thankfulness. We can be full of thanks and not use food to fill us up full while we are still angry and hurt and defensive. We can be thankful. So I'm no longer angry at the gentleman who, by the way, also now lives in my retirement community, so I see him from time to time. But I have no feelings for him other than just gratefulness and thankfulness. I am full of thanks for the part he played in my life that took me out of a situation I was not supposed to be in, that would have only brought me worse hurt and betrayal, and opened up my heart to love. And actually, I run my wedding business now out of the power of that love. I provide my love to my couples and help them have the most wonderful wedding that they could possibly have. So I am thankful. And I lost weight when I got rid of all that hurt and anger. And then one other thing I did to help fill the emptiness in my soul that I was trying to fill with food was I changed my childhood. Because I had a therapist one time who said that I didn't have to keep the harsh childhood that I had had, that I could change it. She told me I could create whatever type of childhood I wanted and replace the one I had had with the one I would like to have. So what I did was I decided I would have the childhood of Paris Hilton. Wow, what a glorious childhood that would have been. She had a loving mother and father. She had unlimited supply of resources. She had unbounded opportunities for experiences. And man, I would have loved to have worked with my dad and work in all of the various departments of the hotel and learn everything I could learn about hospitality and making guests feel important and comfortable. And recently I was in Hawaii and we stayed at the Hilton Hawaiian Village Resort. And I told the honors program agent about me replacing my childhood and that I had taken the childhood of Paris Hilton and that now I was a Hilton. Well, he just smiled and said, "Well, Miss Hilton, here are two extra cards for beach equipment. Enjoy." Because I don't know if you know this or not, but hotels in Hawaii no longer put out your beach chairs and umbrellas. You have to pay for that. And it's $15 a chair and $30 for the umbrella. So for two people, it's $60 every day. And so I got them for free because I'm a Hilton now. Okay, so this is how you can begin to get all that negative junk that is stuck in your cells out of you. And believe me, when you get free and clear of all that baggage you're carrying around, you're going to lose weight. And you're going to be happier than you ever thought was possible. So now let's just review quickly. Let's review. Number one, start being thankful for everything in your life. All those things you're mad about. All those people in your life who annoy you, bother you, your job, your mate, or you don't have a mate, or your children, or your home, or you don't have a home, your ex-husband, your ex-wife, your mother, father, everything and everyone in your life. When you think about anything or anyone in your life, start out by saying, "I am," remember the "I am" is your power. "I am thankful for my job. I am thankful for my bills. I am thankful for my car. I am thankful for my home. I am thankful for my brother, my sister, my cousin, my aunt, my uncle, my neighbor, my friend, the person who sits next to me at work, my job, my salary." Now, when you find out while you're saying this that you're thankful for it, if you feel anger or resentment, then say it again. "I am thankful for my job, and I release anger and resentment about it." So that's the start. And then if you have a really deep core issue, if you have an engram of something very deep that has, you know, sort of guided you in reaction your whole life, then look into different therapies. There are dozens and dozens of them now on the internet. Just Google soul cleansing. Soul, S-O-U-L, cleansings. You know, even Oprah has a 21-day soul cleanse that looks really powerful. And there's CDs and classes and books, just tons of way to begin your spiritual house cleaning. And what better time to do this than at the first of a new year? And remember, although this is not going to be the focus of your endeavor, the focus of your endeavor is you, but one of the side effects is going to be you will lose weight. Release and lose weight. So this is part two of the four-part series of my revolutionary new way to lose weight. And please tune in next week, 7 o'clock Friday night, for part three of your new life of having the power of your word create a life for you that is perfect and entire, lacking nothing. And so this is Marcy Cheek saying goodbye for you, saying aloha. I love you. hello and goodbye, and I love you. That's what aloha means. Hello and goodbye, and I love you. Aloha!